Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
That's me. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet. How are you? You know, that's a horrible question. Don't ever. You ever find yourself? Hey, how are you? Good. How are you? Good. That's it. Passing somebody in the store, church, you're at an event, whatever. Hey, how's it going? Good. You? Good. I mean, is there any more mundane, trivial, dumb talk than that? That's 5 seconds of your life you're not going to get back. You don't care how they're doing. They don't care how you're doing. Why are you asking the questions back and forth to each other? These are things I ponder at night, literally. Lie awake at night wondering, why do we say that? Hey, how you doing? Good. How are you? Good. I'll move on. But just think about that. Why do we do it? I have no idea why we do it. I don't do it. I might say, how are you? Are you having an amazing day? What's going on? You excited? You fired up? Do that to somebody walking in the grocery store. Hey, how you doing? Grab them by the arm. A little bit of, you know, grab the elbow there. Make sure you give a little emotional touch as well. Add that to it. They'll call the police. You'll be so excited and happy. People will think, I got to call the police. What's wrong with you? Hey, let's talk about they don't boo nobodies. They don't boo nobodies. It's a topic of today's podcast. I didn't put that in the title of the show on iTunes because I actually recorded this very same podcast title, They Don't Boo Nobodies, I think 8 years ago. And I didn't want to have it referenced in a different way. Who knows? I probably overthought it. So I'm going to make that what we're talking about today, and I want you to listen to this because Reggie Jackson was a professional baseball player, one of my favorites of all times. He got traded from the Oakland A's in the mid-1970s to the Baltimore Orioles, of all teams, for about a year. And then he went from the Orioles to the Yankees. And he, you know, Reggie was made for New York City. He was bigger than New York. Nobody's ever really been bigger than New York City, maybe Joe Namath in football, but Reggie Jackson was. As he talked and declared himself, I'm the straw that stirs the drink. He was awesome. He'd get booed on the road like nobody's business. Yankees would go play in other stadiums, and he would just get booed. And so Reggie, he actually got traded actually from the Yankees in 1981. I went to Dave Winfield's first game as a New York Yankee in April of 1981. First time I had ever been to New York City. The Yankees had just done this huge $20 million trade to get Dave Winfield. Actually, they landed him as a free agent, I believe. And he was there to replace Reggie. But nobody ever replaced Reggie. Nobody. Dave Winfield was good. He was good. Never won a World Series, though, with the Yankees. So, and Reggie won two in a row, 77 and 78 series. Anyway, this isn't a sports show, but it just takes me back. I remember watching the World Series. My mom was in a hospital bed. Another one of these times we had a hospital bed set up in the living room. She had injured herself right around October of that year. Reggie was Mr. October. And they interviewed him one time, and he said, does it bother you that you get booed so much? You get booed at home. You get booed on the road. You're a polarizing figure, Reggie. What? Does it bother you that you get booed? Like, no. Doesn't bother me because they don't boo nobodies. Like, oh, let that resonate for a minute. You getting booed out there? You got anybody that even cares enough to boo you? Because if they don't, I hate to tell you, you're just not trying. You know, usually you're going to elicit some sort of response from people when you decide to go big and stop playing so small in life. It happened to me. It happened to everybody that's ever mentored me. It's happened to my peers. You know, people I know that have gone on to do, you know, big, big, big things. When you got to leave the nest and let all the little average little birdies stay there and scurry in the nest, you're going to get booed. But understand, you're somebody now. You're somebody because people who stake their claim are somebody. People who say, I'm never settling for that again are somebody. Individuals who are tired of playing small, They want to go for that dream. They just want some sort of significance in their life. They're somebody. Are you somebody or are you nobody? Because they don't boo nobodies. Are you feeling me? Are you getting it? Reggie was so awesome. He used to wear long sleeve shirts underneath his baseball jersey in the middle of summer, July, 90 degrees out. Reggie, why you got a long sleeve shirt on? You know what his answer was? Because I don't want to show off my muscles. I don't want to show off my muscles. Check it out. Get on YouTube, wherever you got to go to find old video of Reggie Jackson playing for the Yankees. You'll see him in long sleeve shirts in the middle of summer in the sweltering heat of the Bronx in New York. Love it, man. Now, if that's not your personality, you don't got to be like that. The whole point of this podcast is to be somebody, to not be embarrassed to go for that thing that keeps you up all night, to not feel bad that you're leaving people behind because you finally said, hey, I'm doing it. Hey, everybody, I'm doing it now. You don't have to feel bad about that. You don't got to feel guilty. If other people are feeling down, that's a them problem. They own that problem. I wouldn't. I used to be that way. I used to be jealous of people who went on and did big and better things. They left the job or caught lightning in a bottle and went on and launched a $1 million business. And half the time it would ever possibly take most people. Since like 10% of the time it would take me. I used to be jealous of that. And then I thought, hey, good on them. You know why? Because success leaves clues. If they've done it, they've left behind a wake. You ever been on a lake? Ocean? You're behind a boat. What happens when the boat passes by? It leaves a wake, right? And that wake is huge and it's wide. And then slowly as the boat gets further and further in the distance, the wake starts to close up and the water starts to calm down a little bit. I love seeing people blow by me on the entrepreneurial trail, leaving that wake. Because you know what I'm doing? I'm scooping up all of those clues that they're leaving behind. I don't want that gap to close up. I want them. It's not out there very long. You know, there is a speed to market principle that you got to act when you get that desire and when you're inspired and you're like, you got to go, man. You don't wait for anybody's permission. You don't wait until, oh, what are they going to think about me? What's everybody going to say when I, hey, it ain't about them. You're making it about them. Why are you doing that? What are you doing that for? Your dream is not about them. Where'd you get that idea? Where did you ever come up? Who sold you the story that your dream is about them? Never. That doesn't even make any sense, yet so many people make it that way. Well, they got people talking about me. They're booing me. Hey, they don't boo nobodies. You feeling me? Have you even watched the webinar that I've been promoting for the last 3 weeks at edisweb.com? Have you even looked into joining our community? If you go to EDIS Live, just go to edislive.com. You want to see a guy that was 50 grand in debt, going to kill himself? And now has done over $1 million online. You want to see that 6-minute video testimonial? Would that inspire you? It's true. You can see it right there, edislive.com. But hey, don't take my word for it. There's people every single day going for the dream. Oh, he's getting booed. Oh, that person on that six-minute video testimonial. Oh, are they being booed? They're being booed by nobodies. They're being booed by the people living in Averageville. He's somebody. You're somebody. Wherever you are right now, this message caught you at just the right time. Just the right time. Because you're right there. You're in the starting blocks. You're ready to go. And a little bit of self-doubt, that's good. That's good. A little bit of anxiety, that's good. That's good. We'll create momentum off of all of that. But you need to understand, somebody else's opinion of you doesn't pay your bills. You feel me? Somebody else, what they think, say, or do about you too. None of that matters. What matters is you get going because the time, when is right now a good time? When would now be a good time? When do you think would be a good time right now to get going towards your dream? You know all the answers. It's time to get going. It's time to get going. It's time to get going.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.